Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Chief Medical Officer, Vice President of Medical Affairs at Butler Health System, Dr. David Rodinghouse, also a emergency medicine specialist. Welcome back, Doc. Good to have you on this morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
You know, as we discussed last time we talked, it's almost like we're living in two different worlds where you see these events, big events, people going out living their lives, and then there's the reality, and a lot of us are suffering from COVID fatigue even talking about it, but the fact is you're dealing with it, you, your staff, and all the other medical providers around the region on a daily basis. And we've come to find out that 45 states have experienced a decline, but Pennsylvania is not one of them. So I wanted to get a sense of where we stand in the Butler Health System.
Yeah, and appreciate you allowing me to speak about this. There do seem to be two different worlds. You know, certainly when you step in a hospital and you see what's happening, or you step in an emergency department, you know, as we've talked about before, the demand for care is very high. It seems to be multifactorial. It's not just COVID or people sick with COVID, although there's still, you know, quite a bit of that going on at this point in time. But the staff really is still, fighting this disease in the hospital on, you know, many patients, dozens of patients every day, you know, not just in Butler and in Clarion, which are part of our health system, but throughout our region. So, you know, we will continue to show up and fight this fight every day. Our coworkers take great pride in what they do. You know, the bedside care is difficult, but, you know, I commend our staff and the staff everywhere that continue to take care of patients every day, regardless of the circumstances and regardless of the difficulty of the care.
And breakthrough cases. A lot of people wondering about breakthrough cases. These are people who have contracted COVID-19 after being fully vaccinated. The Commonwealth released numbers the other day saying that 26% of all cases of all those hospitalized are breakthrough cases. Does that surprise you? And what does that say about the efficacy of the vaccine?
Yeah, doesn't surprise me. And, you know, the goal of the vaccine, you know, I think there was perhaps a belief or you know, an understanding that the vaccine would eradicate COVID, that the COVID would go away because of the vaccine. You know, vaccination is really meant to tame this illness and to try to reduce the severity of illness. So those numbers are not entirely surprising. We knew there were going to be breakthrough cases. We knew that some people wouldn't generate a substantial or sufficient immune response to vaccination to fully defend, you know, their body against this this virus. And, you know, the reality is most of the breakthrough infections that we're seeing that land people in the hospital and make them sick enough to be hospitalized, most of those are folks that are older, so their immune response isn't as great, or they're on other medications or have conditions, you know, cancer, diabetes, heart disease, other things that put them at very high risk. So unfortunately, the vaccine doesn't, you know, make you bulletproof, and it doesn't make you unsusceptible to infection or to breakthroughs. But it is very fair to say that the majority of admissions to the hospital are in the unvaccinated, and the vast majority of severe illness landing in an ICU or even death are in the unvaccinated.
We're with Dr. David Rottinghouse, Chief Medical Officer of the Butler Health System. What about everybody else, Doc? So we're talking about dealing with COVID, but there are many other people that have what would be typical issues on a daily basis that they need health care for, and surgeries and other issues. Where are we when it comes to surgery, elective surgery, and how do people find out where they stand?
Yeah, good question. So people should find out by, if they have a procedure, an appointment, a surgery scheduled, they should keep in frequent contact with their provider or whoever is managing that schedule, whether it's at a surgery center, a doctor's office, or a hospital. I can tell you that, you know, all the hospitals in the region are balancing their schedule day in and day out. And what becomes the very precious commodity is the number of inpatient beds, the number of beds in the hospital where you can put patients, take care of them, and meet their needs. And there's been staffing difficulties, and there's a national staffing shortage, but that becomes the commodity, you know, or really the resource that we target every day. So just like most other places, you know, we look at our census, we look at our staffing and our capability of taking care of every patient and every bed in the hospital, and we'll adjust operations on a daily basis, sometimes even midday, depending on, you know, the flow of patients in, the demand for care, the number of beds that we need. So I would advise people to seek care if they believe they need care, certainly if it's urgent, if it's emergent, if they have routine care and screening. Please do those things. They're very important. And we don't want to repeat some of the things that we did last spring, where we delayed care that was very important and that was vital to people's health and to restore them to wellness.
And Doc,
but keep in touch. I'm sorry. Keep closely in touch with those that are managing the schedule and are that can give you the details on when your surgery, your procedure, whatever it is going to occur.
I apologize, Dr. Rottinghouse. As far as what we see on TV, you know, the boats backed up in the ports, like in Los Angeles or in Long Beach as well, supply chain shortages, car companies having a tough time completing and manufacturing cars or selling cars. Are the hospitals affected like that as well by the supply chain issues? Are you finding it hard to get certain supplies?
We are. When it comes to things like nasal swabs and test kits, you know, so kits that we use every day to test people for COVID, and other things. PPE was never really much of a crunch in the past few months. There's times where, you know, those supply chains, gloves, gowns, you know, those sort of things are backed up. Certainly not being an economist, I don't fully understand the situation, but it does affect hospitals. The supply chain definitely does. So not just staffing, but as you're pointing out, you know, necessary materials and equipment that we depend on every single day. There are points where we talk, you know, very frequently about how we conserve what we have because we don't know when our next shipment is coming in.
And we want to again thank you, Doc, and your staff, as we had an opportunity last Thursday during our Heroes event to really accentuate the crisis situation with our medical community. And make sure you pass along our well wishes to everybody that works in the healthcare system. Thank you.
Thank you. That was a wonderful event, very uplifting. I was happy to attend and appreciate the recognition. You know, I think I can speak for all my colleagues in healthcare where, you know, that by saying, you know, we really just want to show up, take care of our community and people that we know, our families, our friends, and everybody in our community to the best of our ability every day. So truly appreciate the support, and I appreciate you guys allowing me to come on and update this community from time to time.
Dr. David Rottinghouse, Chief Medical Officer of the Butler Health System. Thanks, Doc.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.